The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
Hey, I'm Jerry.
And we're here to ensure your success. Look at that crowd, Jerry.
Fabulous, Tom, fabulous.
Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fun, where we provide a little education, a little information, but a lot of inspiration.
All right, Tom, let's get going.
Jerry, how about we start today's show with a lemon drop?
I like it.
Today's lemon drop, it's not what you say, but how you say it. It's not what you see, but how you view it. Not what you hear, but how you interpret it. And not what you touch, but how you feel it. Jerry, we are taking in all the senses with that lemon drop.
We sure are, Tom.
But success, friends, you know, when you take on your grand obsession, the buck stops with you. You are Charlie in charge. And if you don't do it, it don't get done. If you don't inspect it, you can't expect it. Which begs the question, who motivates the motivator? And remember, if you aren't motivating yourself on a daily basis, the world is demotivating you. And success, friends, that's why you need to tune into this show. Ensure your success every Saturday morning at 11:30 on KLBB Radio and every weekday morning at around 9:15, right after Subway Trivia with Jeff. Get motivated with your daily lemon drop, a little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long.
Tom, I love those lemon drops.
Well, thanks, Jerry. And please, Jerry, welcome our success friends. Say hello, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
I love it, Jerry. I love it. You know, Jerry, you are looking good. How's life treating you?
Well, again, Tom, I hate to complain about my age, but it seems that my back is going out more than I am.
Jerry, how do you come up with that? I'm telling you, you get your own rim shot on that one.
Well, I get something, I guess, from doing this radio show.
But, Jerry, how about we introduce our producer today? He is a giant in the radio world, a voiceover man, you know, just a heck of a model American citizen. I call him Bob the Idea Man. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great, and we love having you on here. And, Bob, we're hoping you were able to listen to our lemon drops this week.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any that stood out for you?
There's a couple, but I'm going to take the one that really stood out for me. Is it goes like this. Just as there are no small parts for actors, there are no small obsessions. They're all grand.
They're all grand, Jerry. That is so true. And talk about a grand show. Bob, you and Stan Turner, you're on the radio every day from noon to 2, correct?
Correct, Monday through Friday.
Right here on Club KLBB Radio. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, are you going to call in again?
Well, I've got another song I'm digging up that I want them to play for me. They do a great job.
Jerry, we'll dig up your song, we'll play it, and we'll give you some background information about the singer and who wrote it.
It's a lot of fun. I listen to you every day.
Thanks, Jerry.
Well, Jerry, you know, we got to get on with our success message of the day. And today's success tool is, you know, we get to talk all 15 minutes of fun about our lemon drops. I love lemon drops, but it's the success tool is who's motivating that motivator.
And Tom, please tell us more after we listen to this message.
Okay, Jerry.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so sweet.
We're back, success friends. Hey, thanks for listening today. And remember, follow us on Twitter. We're at Fierst Choice. And please like us on Facebook, Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency.
Hey, and don't forget Instagram, Lemon Drops, the number 4, Y-O-U.
Great job, Jerry. And you know, now it's the time of the show that many success friends tell me is their favorite part of the show. You know, Jerry and I haven't even really gotten to talk about Lemon Drops or motivating that motivator.
Don't worry, Tom. You'll get to do it.
Okay, Jerry. But you know, when we hear that fanfare, it's time for our success quotes of the day. And our first success quote of the day is, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. And that comes from Dr. Seuss. Our second success quote of the day, Jerry, have you got that one?
Yes, it comes from Joe Saba. And he says, you don't have to be great to start. You just have to start to be great.
Ah, that's a good one, Jerry. And, you know, my third one, Jerry, is from Zig Ziglar. And he kind of, this one kind of explains why we need to be motivated on a daily basis. He says that self-motivation, like bathing, is recommended to be done on a regular basis. I like it, Jerry. But let's get on with our success tool, Lemon Drops. Who motivates the motivator? Success friends, I have recruited literally thousands of salespeople over my 30 years in the insurance industry. Thousands. Now, you got to understand something, success friends. I come from a very small town. I mean, it was so small, you don't signal your turns because everyone knows where you're going anyways. You know, it was so small, success friends, we actually had to hire a Jones family so we had someone to try to keep up with.
Time you're on fire. I don't know what this has to do with success, but it's good.
But you got to understand, in my small town, I recall, you know, we were doing okay. I know we had enough to eat because whenever I asked my mom for seconds, she told me I had enough to eat. But as I look back, you know, there were some incongruities. I mean, when my mom would hear the trash man coming, she'd yell at me to tell him to leave 2 cans. Now, one of my father's pastimes was trying to grow grass. And this actually will get to my point of hiring a lot of salespeople. When we moved in, my dad had a nice lawn and, you know, green, lush and all that in this particular house, this particular small town. But over the years, he noticed that a bare spot appeared. And it got bigger and bigger as the years went on. You know, so one year, my father decided to fix the bare spot. He would take the rake out, rake the dirt, scatter the seeds, water it, put things up to keep the kids off the grass. The seeds would germinate and the grass would start to grow, and he'd put some food down, keep the watering up, and man, by 2 weeks, it was all dead. And he tried everything. He'd plant grass in the spring, plant in the fall, bluegrass, ryegrass, cover it with straw, cover it with leaves, leave it uncovered. 2 weeks, the grass was always dead. You know, success friends, my dad lived at that house for almost 30 years, and I bet for 20 of those years, he never got that bare spot covered with grass. He actually sold the house with the bare spot still intact. A year later, after he sold the house, he drove by to take a look at the old homestead, and lo and behold, the bare spot was gone, completely covered with grass. He was so amazed, he pulled into the driveway, knocked on the door, and asked the new owner how in the world he got the grass to grow. And the owner told him, "It was easy. I cut down the shade tree and let some sunlight in." Success, friends, you know, habits form so slowly that we don't even notice. We don't even notice our enthusiasm waning. Now, like I say, I've hired over 1,000 salesmen in my day. And man, these salespeople come in all fired up, full of sunshine. And they tell me, "Man, this is what I have been looking for all of my life. This is great. Get out of my way. If I'm not a millionaire in 6 months, something's wrong. Thank you for showing me this opportunity." You know, when a couple of weeks would go by, and I noticed I hadn't heard from this guy or gal anymore, and I call them up, and you know, their voice has kind of changed. Some of the sunshine has left it. And I hear, "Oh, hi, Tom. Yeah, well, you know, we got a little bit busy here at the house. The dog had some pups, or the kids are back in school, or the kids are out of school, and I'm a little bit busy. But, you know, Tom, when we get things settled down here, I'll give you a call." Success, friends, you got to understand, they came into an opportunity. It threw some sunlight on them, and they felt great. But unfortunately, they let the shade tree grow and they forgot to get back into the sun. Success, friends, I'm sure this has happened to you. How many have written down a New Year's resolution? January 1 comes around, you're pumped up, you're excited, you're exercising, you're on a dieting craze, and man, this time you're going to do it, you're going to get in shape, you're going to feel like $1 million. And then January 2nd comes along and you're excited, but, well, maybe I'll have just one potato chip. And you know, by January 30th, our New Year's resolution is all but forgotten about. We start in the bright sunshine, but we let that shade tree grow up around us and we forget to move back into the sun. We'll get moments of inspiration, and we get excited again. And success, friends, understand, a bit of shade is good. But if we don't motivate ourselves on a daily basis, our dream, like my father's grass, shrivels up and dies. You can't give your dream some of what it needs. You must give it all of what it needs. And one thing it needs is daily inspiration. If you're like me, success friends, when I was a youngster, I had a built-in motivator. It was my mom. She used to say to me, "Tommy, either you find something to do or I'll give you something to do." And funny thing was, I found something to do. And every day I woke up, there she was, ready to motivate me, until she wasn't, and I was on my own and I had to go find my own motivation.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter, and I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst,
and I'm Geriatrics,
inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words. So
success,
so
friend, what I find is that sometimes we lose our way. Kind of like we don't know what we've got till it's gone. And, you know, this demotivation doesn't happen overnight. It works like that shade tree growing. Hey, doing the easy things were, well, easy. Doing the easy things make us forget about doing the necessary things. So, success, friends, motivate yourself on a regular basis. Listen to Lemon Drops. Listen to this show and be successful. Till next week, bye.
Bye.
My place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Go.